We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel, appointed for the 11th Sunday after Pentecost, is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 15th chapter, beginning with verse 21. Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us once again to have the same kind of faith and trust the Canaanite woman had in Jesus, not to give up or get discouraged, but to continue to plead for mercy and help. "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David, and Lord, help me." Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, Matthew chapter 15, with special attention to the following verses. "And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, 'Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon.' But Jesus did not answer her a word. But she came and knelt before him, saying, 'Lord, help me.' And Jesus answered, 'It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs.' She said, 'Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table.' Then Jesus answered, 'O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire.'" This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life. "O woman, great is your faith." There is no question about the fact that this woman had a very strong and trusting faith in Jesus. She was not only humble, but at the same time, she was very patient with Jesus. Even though Jesus ignored her completely at first, she was very persistent and never ever gave up on Jesus. And yet, if I were to ask you this morning, how is your faith in Jesus right now? Stop and think about that for just a moment this morning. How is your faith and trust in Jesus right now? Is it alive and strong, or is it kind of weak and dead right now? Is it perhaps shaky and filled with a lot of questions and a lot of doubts because of something that has happened to you recently or couple months ago? Because when something bad happens to us, as we have talked about it last two Sundays, we are always tempted by the devil, our sinfulness, and by the world and our society today, not only to question God, but ultimately question our own faith and trust in God. Isn't that right? Yes, it is. It happens to all of us. Let's be honest about that this morning. We all do it, even the best of us. Especially when something tragic or something shocking suddenly happens to us. And so we are tempted, aren't we? To question him in the same way the disciples did during that violent storm. Teacher, do you not care if we perish? Or like Mary and Martha. Lord, if you had been here, my brother Lazarus would not have died. Yes, the temptation is always there to question God in our moments of weakness and when things start crashing down on us. In order to take away the pain, the hurt, the disappointment we experience in life, why me, Lord? Does that sound familiar? I am sure all of us have done that. At least once in our lifetime. Why me, Lord? Why did you let this happen to me? Temptation to question him in the same way Job's wife did in the Old Testament when they lost everything. All of their possessions. Everything. And Job told her husband, the wife told her husband Job, curse God and die. But not so with this Canaanite woman, you see. She doesn't complain. She doesn't grumble. Instead, she cries out for help. It was a humble cry of desperation for mercy and compassion. A plea for her daughter that was possessed by an evil spirit or a demon. Even though she was a Gentile and a native of Phoenicia, she had heard about Jesus' miracles and believed that Jesus could help her. She was not a Christian. She was actually an unbeliever. And she pleads with Jesus saying, have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon. And what was Jesus' response to her plea for mercy and compassion? At first, there is no response from Jesus. He ignores her completely. As a matter of fact, our text says, but Jesus did not answer her a word. Even his own disciples came to Jesus and said, send her away. She's bothering us, Jesus. Send her away. Can you imagine for just a moment how this woman must have felt? She's crying to Jesus and Jesus ignores her. The disciples want Jesus to tell her to go away, to get lost. Isn't that precisely how we feel sometimes? When things happen to us, bad things, and Jesus somehow seems to ignore us. He's silent when we pray. No mercy, no compassion. No answer. Not a word from him. I've experienced it many a times in my life. I'm sure you have also experienced when you have prayed and prayed. And you felt like Jesus has been ignoring you. That's how this woman felt. And then we wonder if Jesus still loves us. Legitimate question. Does he really care about us? Unfortunately, one of the most frustrating things about being a Christian is that sometimes Jesus is oftentimes silent. He doesn't say a word to us. And then, yes, we begin to wonder if he's listening to us at all. As a matter of fact, it happened to Anna in the Old Testament. You know the story, don't you? Even though she prayed and she prayed for the gift of a son, at first there was no answer. It was only after having prayed and prayed that God finally listened. Not that he wasn't hearing it, listened and gave her the gift of a son. And she called him Samuel. And because of that, she was blessed because she never gave up. She was persistent, just like the Canaanite woman in our text. Even though Jesus said, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, she didn't take it personally or get offended or complain to him about it. She persisted. She didn't feel discriminated. She persisted in Jesus. Lord, help me. Her plea of have mercy on me suddenly turns to Lord, help me. And yet Jesus continues to ignore her and has some really harsh words. And this is the part that I really have difficulty understanding. He doesn't ignore her. He doesn't only not answer her prayer. But listen to what he says now. It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. Wow. At that point, I probably would have given up. But she persisted and trusted that Jesus could help her daughter. In other words, what Jesus was saying to her, it is not proper or fitting to take food meant for children and give it to their dog pets or pet dogs. Therefore, it would not be proper to give Israel's blessing to those who do not belong to the house of Israel either. Jesus' point here is that the gospel was to be given first to the Jews and then to the Gentiles. And what was her reply to Jesus? Did she give up? Did she get upset? Angry? Discouraged? Did she finally go away? No, she didn't. The Canaanite woman understood this and was willing to settle even if it was only one little crumb that fell from the master's table. That's all I need, Jesus. Just one crumb. Because she replied saying, yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs and the crumbs that fall from their master's table is enough. She knew and accepted the fact that she was unworthy because she was a Gentile and not of the house of Israel. But she also knew that her faith, her trust, even as a Gentile, was enough to have Jesus finally answer her plea with only one crumb from the master's table. Therefore, when Jesus saw her faith, he finally responded saying, O woman, great is your faith. And what happened to her daughter? She was healed immediately. Now what about us again? What about you and me? How is our faith today? Is it alive and strong, or is it kind of shaky and maybe dead? What do we do when bad things happen to us and we don't seem to get an immediate answer from the Lord? What do we do? Do we continue to plead for mercy and help and persist and never ever give up? I'll be the first to confess, Ruth and I have talked about it. There was a time when we both prayed and prayed and we did not get an answer from the Lord. It took a long time. Would have been easy for us to give up, you know. But we persisted. Because at the end of the day, the Lord answers when He is ready. When He knows it's best for us, not what we think or what He should do when we pray to Him. He's still God. I hope and pray that we have the same faith and trust of this Canaanite woman. Remember, she was not a Christian and I was not a believer, but believed in Jesus' power to heal her daughter. And she never, ever gave up. I hope and pray that we have a faith that never gives up. Never. But that is trusting. Not only that, but that we may ask God's forgiveness for the times we have done that. And I'll be the first to say, I've done it. And I don't feel good about it. But at the end of the day, I still come back and look at the cross. And I know Jesus still is there for you and for me. He doesn't go away. He loves us. He cares about us. And He will continue to protect us. Yes, may God bless us through His Holy Spirit as we have the same kind of faith and trust this woman had in Jesus. Never, ever give up. And the Lord will take care of you as you pray. And say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, help me. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. Listen to it again. Today, your mercy calls us to wash away our sin. However great our trespass, whatever we have been, however long for mercy, our hearts have turned away, your gracious blood can wash us and make us clean today. And that's exactly what's going to happen again with the sacrament. As we talked about it last Sunday, remember? You know what I like about this church? That when we come up, we kneel. And then we have the music in the background. And then we receive the true body and true blood of Jesus. And it's a wonderful relationship where Jesus touches you with His body and His blood. And says, I love you. I care about you. I forgive you. Peace. God bless you in your faith in Jesus. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.